Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Matthew Stephen. Welcome to the Kingdom of God Radio tonight. It is January 27th, 2015. Wow, we're moving right along already in the year, and it's amazing how fast things are happening and what's taking place. All the prophecies that have been declared are on the table. They're all around us. And, you know, I was thinking about the last 20-something years of the 18-year clocks and all the delays and everything that the Lord spoke about and the delays that the church asked for, which delayed prophecies and put them off into this season of 2017, yep, you heard me say it. I've been talking about it for the last 5 or 6 months. And it's in my writing, so you can look around and look at it. It's on the radio program presentations of descriptions and has been for the last 70 months. And anyhow, I was just thinking about all this, and I remember the authentication of the coming destruction map of 1994. In the first 15 days of June, the Lord told me that there would be 3 earthquakes, and one would be a major earthquake in the earth. June the 9th, 1994, 9.0 earthquake in Bolivia. And so as the Lord was speaking to me, he said, did I not tell you that I would send major earthquakes in the earth? And I said, yes, Lord. And he said, did I not tell you that I'd break America down by its weather patterns of sending massive storms of floods, fires, tornadoes, hurricanes, everything from the Mississippi River floodings to the droughts to everything that's been prophesied. Every word of that, words of those things that have happened, Joppa and Alabama and all these places, the Heartland those and the Heartland floods and all those things that were it all was prophesied. God gave me every word, every bit of the word. I prophesied it before it ever happened, and it all came to pass. Thousands of prophecies over these last 20-something years have come to pass. And the Lord said, well, why are you surprised? I said, well, Lord, I'm just wondering what is taking place here with the 2 major earthquakes. And, of course, there's several other earthquakes that I've named. And he said, they're on their way. He said, have you forgot the delays? No. Well, all those delays have pushed things back. And I said, okay, yeah, I understand that. And so as he was talking with me about this, he told me, he said, my son, fret not. You know, I mean, this prophecy, it's not a quarter pounder with cheese. You got to let it season. And all the prophets of old, they'll basically have said the same thing Matthew Stephen said. Prophecy's not a quarter pounder with cheese. You got to let it season. I like that, and that Jeremiah and Ezekiel and all these different prophets prophesied things, that they had to let it season. They had to let it be in season in the time that it was to come to pass, in the hour and the time of what matter of time it would come upon the earth, as Peter talked about. And I was thinking about this, and I was thinking, wow. And so I had said there was 5 things that I was looking for. One was the Ferguson riot thing. I talked about a nationwide protesting and riots. Steve Benning prophesied stuff like that. And I put down a list of 5 things that would happen next. This, I put this down back in April on the trip of Israel. I mentioned some things, wrote it down. I talked about Israel would be going to war, Gaza, and the Golan Heights would be a major look upon Israel itself of what would take place next after Gaza and which is happening. But I had mentioned, number one, about the riots in America, of the protesting riots, and I talked about the list of 5 things. And I wrote the 5 things down, the list of 5 things. I talked about earthquakes. I talked about terrorist strikes of cities in America. It doesn't matter if it's 3 cities, 7 cities, or multiple cities. The terror strikes of America, as I talked about, with the cities I'd mentioned, will come to pass, will happen. Phoenix is one of those cities. Wow, the red zone is coming up. And, we've got the 7-city prophecy that includes Phoenix. We got the three-city prophecy, which is actually engulfed in part of the seven-city prophecy, and then the multiple-city prophecy. And so the Lord was speaking to me about this, and it told me, he said, it's coming. The terror strikes. The riots happen. The protesting happen. They're going to escalate again in this nation. There will be a civil war again within the nation of America that I've talked about for the last 30-something years of this prophesying about this for over the last 30-something years. It's coming soon. The Lord told me many 30-something years ago that it began in blood and it would end in blood. And so with all that, I mean, I'm not fretting about the prophecies. I'm not worried about any of it. I know it's all on time and on target. And the Lord's speaking those words. It doesn't shake this prophet's tree about this. In fact, because of the delays and because of these things, it puts things in much clearer perspective prophetically. Because it lets me know that in September 27th of 2012, I talked about on programming, all that week I talked on several programs about delays. Delays in 2013, delays in 2014, and everything would be pushed back and that it was all going to come in 2015, 2016, 2017 is what the Lord told me 6 months ago about 2017, which I never heard before about 2017 until the Lord spoke it to me, but that these delays would push it all in. I had said something in April of 2014 when I was in Israel that it would be between the second blood red moon and the fourth blood red moon. That gives a calendar year of 1 year to the October of 2015. Now, doesn't mean it's all going to be finished by then. No. No. You got to let this thing season, people. Stop getting it. Prophecy's not a quarter pound of a cheese. You see, you just want this thing to happen today. It's not going to happen today. We got 3 days of alerts right now for January. We got the month of red coming up, the 222 stuff, all kinds of prophecies in the month of February coming up, the red zone coming up. The red zone will become what? What will the red zone become? Does anybody know the life expectancy of a second lieutenant in Vietnam? 16 minutes. What happened? He spilled blood, laid there dead, blood everywhere. The red zone will become the blood zone. The red zone will become blood red, just like the blood red moons. The red zone, the month of red, February, and all the things that are coming upon the nation, the red zone of America. You know what the red zone was in the war in Iraq or places like that? You had a green zone, you had a red zone. The green zone was a safe area. The red zone was a spill your blood area. KIA. Dead. Bodies everywhere. And many of you are going to be KIA. You're going to be killed in action, but it won't be for Christ. You'll be dead in the streets of America with the bodies like the rest of them. Pile up in the streets of America as the armies are summoned, as soldiers are marching right now as we speak in America down the streets of America as we speak. Oh, you didn't catch that in the news? And all the news reporters, you missed that? Wow, I wonder how they missed that. I wonder how the news missed it. And all the news reporters we talked about, that we have Christian news reporters, they've all become news reporters in the last days instead of prophets or evangelists or shepherds or teachers. They got news reporters now, which is not part of the fivefold ministry. They missed the soldiers marching down the streets of America right now as we speak tonight on this radio program of the Kingdom of God. So go look for it in the news. Get the news stories out. Search deep. All you out there listening tonight. Good morning, Vietnam. It's happening everywhere, folks. You just can't see it. But you got to open your eyes to see it. So many are in denial tonight. And in this nation, They don't want to see it. We got parties against parties, brothers against brothers, sisters, mothers, fathers, neighbor against neighbor. Don't trust any neighbor or even your kin. That's what the Bible says. Don't trust your neighbor or your kin. But yet somebody wants a family plan, and the family plan is going to take them down. Jesus even said the family plan is dangerous. Mothers, brothers, sisters, fathers, sons, daughters will deliver you up to death. Sounds like Jesus talking about the family plan is very dangerous right now. Very, very dangerous, the family plan is. Beware of your neighbors. Put no trust in any of your kin. For all your kin, your neighbors will rise up against you. Every neighbor goes around like a slanderer. They slander you. They gossip about you. We had a lady named Nose Trimmer. She gossips and slanders about everybody. Got her eyes on men everywhere she goes. Well, that's what Jeremiah chapter 9 says. Beware of your neighbors and trust nobody. Trust not even your kin. Are you trusting your kin with your family plan tonight? The Bible says don't even trust your kin. That's God speaking. That isn't Matthew Stevens speaking. It's in the Bible. And so, you know, the governments will rise up. We've got veterans all over this nation. I spent special forces and killed men with my bare hand, in a sense, learned or at least trained with it. Don't know how many enemy kills I had over in North Korea in the combat zone. I don't know how many I killed. And I don't give a rat's butt about national incident. It is what it is. The truth is the truth. Combat all the way, folks. Vietnam, East Germans, West Germans, fold the gap. I operated on Border Patrol and Special Forces. My record's classified. I couldn't even tell you half of what I did. In fact, I was probably doing black ops while you were still in diapers. So put some duct tape over your mouth if you got an issue with that. And the whole thing is that the enemy is rising up among you. We have soldiers turning on one another. We have veterans turning on one another. We have church members turning on one another like a pack of wolves that haven't even eaten in a week. They're snakes. They're peddlers. They were the same ones in the days of Jesus and the same ones that were in the days of the prophets of old. They're the same ones in the days of the prophets of Peter, James, and John and these guys. They had peddlers and snakes around them all the time. And the sad thing about this is that even their own church members turned against them and turned them in. Even had them put to death, many of them. This is facts, folks. This is scripture. The kingdom of God, men like Jefferson, Washington, Adams, who fought, who had a vision to start a new nation, a revolutionary war where it began in blood and it will end in blood. A house divided against itself will not stand. Give me liberty or give me death. This is a famous quotation attributed to Patrick Henry from the speech he made in the court hearings on March 23rd of 1775. At St. John's Church in Richmond, Patrick Henry spoke those very words in Richmond, Virginia, and is credited with having swung the balances in convincing the Virginia House of Burgesses to pass a resolution delivering the Virginia troops, the militia, patriots, men that fought for this nation that knew what it was, for the Revolutionary War. Among the delegates of the convention was the future president of Thomas Jefferson, George Washington. They reported their attendance was there upon hearing the speeches and shouted out, "To arms, to arms!" These words brought forth the Revolutionary War the redcoats are coming, as Paul Revere rode. And he told them, and he warned all the people. And he said, with the shout of this going forth all over America again today, this is what's taking place. To arms, as the midnight ride of Paul Revere goes forth. The midnight ride of two prophets that have warned the nation for over 60 years combined in prophecy. To arms, as the shout goes forth across the nation, one by land, two by sea, and even three by air. For they're coming in, a great civil war is rising, not only upon the church, but also upon America. The hour for America started in blood, and it will end in blood. This is the bad news for the church. We will go through this dark hour, which much trouble and much losses will come upon the nation and upon the church. Many will be slaughtered in this hour. The good news is, the end of it all, we will win and have victory in Jesus Christ. Whether we die or live, we die for Christ if we are laying our life down for Christ. For a new republic has formed in the hands of godly people. It will be a godly government. It won't be in the hands of an earthly government as we see it today. Republicans against Democrats, and they're all fighting against each other. No, you forgot one thing. The God equation. God's hand is not short. His arm is not short. God's perfect will be put in place. And the bride of Christ and the whole earth will be transformed as all things will be made new. We rule with Christ here on this earth in the New Jerusalem. As Abraham Lincoln once said, a nation divided against itself will not stand. I hear the cry of people and the words of war in the church as it spreads all over the earth and throughout America. Those words are, let us have faith as we smash our brothers and sisters. Give us liberty or give us death. Those are the words that went forth in the hour, even in 1775, to arms, the hour has come, the time is here. It was on Inauguration Day on January 20th, 2009. I was taken to Pennsylvania Avenue, and there before me were soldiers marching down the street. As I looked upon this great vision that God gave Matthew Stephen, as he gave me, I saw this vision, this horrible vision that was placed before me. As I trembled on my face, I saw the vision. I call it the vision of the cannons. The streets was made of dirt. Soldiers were Union troops. As I heard, I watched, and I heard a man on the white horse shout out, a war has come to America, and we need to get ready for battle. The soldiers kept marching down the streets as if they did not hear him. The man on the white horse shouted again, we need to get ready for battle. And one of the marching soldiers shouted out, we have been ordered to withdraw. And the man on the white horse shouted, if you withdraw, you will die. The soldiers kept on marching, and they were no more. The man on the white horse said, on this day, a great woe has come upon this Union, and in the last, it will come again. And we who fight today will die tomorrow, and this Union will be lost. Then a number of troops and horses were brought in. Seven large cannons were set up in front of the U.S. Capitol building, and a white dove flew around the top of the Capitol. The dove cried out in a loud voice, you shall stand as long as you worship the Lord God Almighty. But know this, I heard the sound in the distant time. It has been declared, your time has been weighed, and when you come to your last, you have been found wanting. In the end, your Union shall not stand, because you have forgotten the Almighty God. Just then, seven angels descended upon the seven cannons. Each angel took his sword and struck the cannon to light the fuse. The first cannon shot off, and the words appeared in the sky. You have forgotten the covenant of God. Love one another. Serve the Lord Jesus Christ. And then the second cannon shot off and appeared with the words, you have worshipped idols. The third cannon shot off, and the words appeared, you have shed the innocent blood of babies and of the saints. The fourth cannon shot off, and the words appeared, you have oppressed the poor and raped the children. The fifth cannon shot off, and the words appeared, you have dressed yourselves in fine linen with your wealth. In 1 hour, it will be brought to ruin. The sixth cannon shot off, and the words appeared: terror, war, fire, famine, and death. The seventh cannon shot off, and the words appeared: just as your sins have reached their full, so your time has reached its full, and you have divided the nations, so your union has been divided. You, America, shall not stand. Then I was brought to stand before the seventh cannon, and the angel said to me, look and listen, son of man. I saw the streets, and they were no more longer dirt, but they were paved, and there before me appeared soldiers marching down the streets of America. The skies became dark. The lightning flashed to the ground. The rains came down, and the streets were flooded. I looked at the soldiers marching down the streets as the water came up to their thighs. As I watched, the water around them became blood red. I heard the screams of children as I watched. I could see Obama standing in front of the White House. I watched Obama for a time, and then I looked again, and Obama was no more. The seventh angel said with a loud voice, O great Union, who was and now is not, seven more blasts have been decreed for you. Then the seventh cannon blasted again, and the top of the Capitol building exploded. The seventh cannon blasted again, and the Supreme Court exploded. The seventh cannon blasted again, and all the government buildings, including Congress, including all of them, every one of them, and the corporations, were all gone completely. They all exploded, all the manufacturing, jobs, everything. The cannon blasted again, and the wealth of America vanished. The seventh cannon blasted again, and terror broke out, and men began to kill one another. You see, when all these things happen, like the Capitol building and the Supreme Court and all that stuff goes down, martial law is in place, and there is no Constitution. The Constitution is completely 100% banned. Under the Constitution is where all your rights are at. Without the Constitution, you have no rights. And so when martial law is declared by what they would refer to as the commander-in-chief or dictator, under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, there is no Constitution. It becomes martial law, which is military law. And so everything vanishes and it's all gone. I saw comets fall from the sky and massive storms with volcanoes of all kinds hit America. The seventh cannon blasted again. The east and west coast exploded and war broke out. The seventh cannon blasted again and the White House was no more. The northern armies was hit and a large earthquake took place. The whole earth shook and men everywhere died as all the oceans of the deep washed up onto the land. Isn't that interesting that John the Revelator said something about that he didn't see any ocean, any waters? They were all gone. They vanished. Wow. I wonder if this is biblical. Then the angel dressed in white linen shouted, "It is finished." I heard a voice say, "I have kept my redeemed, and many of my redeemed laid their life down. I have kept many, for I have hid them in the wilderness of refuge. And now the time has come, and I will pour them out on the earth, and the earth again, once again, will become green. The light that I saw shall shine and give forth pure water. The tender leaves have become pure and will grow great. Then I looked, and all the cities were gone. They were no more. All the darkness was gone, and all things seemed to be bright and new. I heard the songs of healing and the songs of worship. I watched as all the saints were dancing, and the trees of the field were clapping their hands, because our God, the Lord God Almighty, Hashem Yeshua, Yahweh, has come down to dwell with men, and the New Jerusalem was coming out of heaven, and it was transcend down upon the earth. And the old Jerusalem was gone, and all the old Israel was completely gone. and all the mockers and all the scorners and peddlers were gone. All the evildoers, they were all in hell with them. Because God brought forth the New Jerusalem, and the pure bride of Christ came into their day of the Lord's day of the New Jerusalem. And the vision ended. Time is at hand. The word soldiers appeared in the Bible 37 times. You know the soldiers came just like they'll come for the church. In John 19:23, the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts, to each soldier a part, and also took a tunic. And now the tunic was without seam, woven from the top in one piece. In John 19:24, he said that there before them, among themselves, let us not tear it, but cast lots for it. Whose shall it be? The soldier said. The scripture might be fulfilled, which says, they divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. Therefore the soldiers did these things to Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And how much more shall they do it to the church? The soldiers came and broke the legs of him first, and then the other, and then who was crucified, Christ himself. The soldiers did these things. It was the soldiers that did these things. Can you imagine that? The soldiers did these things. Listen to another account in Acts chapter 12. And because he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to seize Peter. Now we're not talking about Jesus now. Now we're talking about a saint of God. We're talking about the church. They seized Peter. And it was during the days of unleavened bread. So when he had arrested him, he put him in prison and delivered him to the four squads of soldiers to keep him, intending him to bring him before the people after Passover. They took Peter and they sent soldiers after him and seized him and threw him in jail. Peter was in prison. The soldiers came after Paul. The soldiers came after the church of God. The soldiers of America will come after the church. And you think that you're exempt because you're a Christian? Well, so were they, and they weren't exempt. Even the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, the soldiers came after him and seized him, arrested him, and threw him in prison. They beat him. They slaughtered him. They persecuted him. They martyred him. They crucified him. Just as they crucified Peter, as the soldiers came after Peter and James and John and Paul and Stephen. Yeah. And they seized Stephen. And then they brought him before the Sanhedrin. And the Sanhedrin had the religious guards stone him to death. Peter was kept in prison. And the prayers of the saints went up, crying out for Peter daily to free him from prison. Guess what? It doesn't mean you're going to be free from prison. It doesn't mean that the soldiers of martial law is not going to come. No. It doesn't mean that at all. The time has come. The hour's here. The vision of the canons are set before you. It is the state of the union. And it is the time because America be saved. This is Matthew Stephen. This is the Kingdom of God Radio. The time has come, and great suffering will come forth. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trials, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened to you. But rejoice to the extent that you are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory is revealed, you may be also glad and exceedingly joyed. And if you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you. For the spirit of the glory of God rests upon you and on the parts. And even though he is blasphemed and they attack us, God is with us. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, or an evildoer, or a busybody, or a mocker, or a peddler. in other people's matters, but mind your own business. And if anyone suffers as Christians, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter. For the time has come for judgment to begin in the house of God, and if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of Jesus Christ? That's 1 Peter 4:17. That's 1 Peter 4, chapter 12, off out of chapter 4, verses 12 through 18, or 12 through 17. And so this is Matthew Stephen on the Kingdom of God Radio. Have a good night. Bye-bye.